seismic noise characterization at Jinjin High Optical Gravitational Wave Test Facility, by Hamid Sattari et al. A critical consideration in the design of next-generation gravitational wave detectors is isolation from seismic vibrations that introduces various coherent and incoherent noises to the interferometers at different frequencies. We present the results of a detailed low-frequency ambient seismic noise characterization, 0.1 to minus 10 Hz, at Jinjin High Optical Power Facility in Western Australia using a seismic array. The dominant noise sources below 1 Hz is microseism, 0.06 to minus 1 Hz, strongly correlated with swell and sea heights measured by nearby buoy stations. Above 1 Hz, the seismic spectrum is dominated by wind-induced seismic noise with a diurnal variation that prevents characterizing the background anthropogenic noise sources based on their daily power variations. We use FK beamforming to distinguish between coherent and incoherent wind-induced seismic noise. This allows the separation of some anthropogenic noise from wind-induced noise based on the temporal variation of spatio-spectral properties. We show that the seismic coherency is reduced by wind-induced seismic noise for wind speeds above 6 meters per second. Furthermore, there are several spectral peaks between 4 to minus 9 Hz associated with the interaction of wind with a 40 meters tall tower, among which one at 4.2 Hz is strongest and coherent. By comparing our results with the properties of seismic noise at Virgo, we demonstrate that while the secondary microseism noise level is two orders of magnitude higher in Jinjin, 0.2 Hz, the anthropogenic noise level is three orders of magnitude lower between 2 and 4 Hz due to the absence of nearby road traffic. It is also at least one order of magnitude lower between 4 and 10 Hz due to the sparse population in Jinjin. This was seismic noise characterization at Jinjin High Optical Gravitational Wave Test Facility by Hamid Sattari et al.